tied the largest margin of victory ever for Wofford against VMI. And I thought the defense in the first half, and I don't use this term often, was absolutely stifling. What a great night for your club.
I was really proud of our team. You know, by no means was this easy just because the margin of victory was large. We talked about it in pregame, Tom. You asked, right, like, how are our guys? Where are our guys at after a tough, heartbreaking loss to Samford? And, you know, as a coach, you never know, right? All you can go off is what you see. But I felt like we had two great days of preparation. Our team was crushed after that loss to Samford. And, you know, sometimes the ball doesn't go in your way, but our guys play so hard. And, you know, I think it's a foregone conclusion that, like, when you lose these games, okay, cool, you have another game and you're just ready to get right back into it. And I think, right, people forget these guys are human beings. They have such an emotional and mental toll that these games take on them. And so I just think for our guys to respond the way they did today on the road against a really good VMI team that has won a lot of games in this league against really good teams, right, including us. For our guys to respond like this in this environment after a loss, it just speaks to, if nothing else, if you don't know anything else about our group, know that our group is tough and resilient, and today was a great representation of that. Really proud of our team.
You sensed that you had an advantage inside with the big man who we're going to talk to. But I found, Dwight, that wasn't just offensively. I thought your interior defense frustrated them. It all starts from that. And it may have been one of Kyler's best individual performances of the season.
100%. And, you know, we've talked about it. Kyler's done a really good job. A lot's been made about his free throw technique lately, understandably so, because it's unconventional. But I just think Kyler's mentality and confidence and aggression and overall decision-making has been really good these last couple weeks. And he deserves a lot of credit for that. Our team rallying behind him deserves a lot of credit. And we talk about the defense because it was phenomenal tonight. Kyler deserves a lot of credit. But as a team, I thought we were as connected together for 40 minutes as we've been all year defensively. And Kyler deserves a lot of credit. But Justin Bailey, Corey, Dylan, Jackson, our whole team deserves credit for that type of, as you said, Tom, stifling defensive effort. Really proud.
Your bench again tonight, particularly in the first half, I thought helped you build the 27-point lead with what Arrington, Holmes, and Flynn were able to do, on both ends of the floor. Noticed a couple of times they might have missed shots, but to your point, Coach, it didn't affect them on the other end defensively.
We talked about it coming into this game. I thought, first and foremost, in game one, second half, we didn't change anything schematically. We played way harder, and we were way more connected. Having said that, I thought when you went back and looked at the film, and it's usually the opposite. Usually you're like, man, we got to clean this up. We got to be way better. And, like, again, from the effort, we definitely did. But when we went back and looked at the film in game one, we got great shots in the first half. We didn't make them. We were 4-for-21. And at the end of the day, we had, like, 18 offensive rebounds and only 7 second chance points to show for it for the game. But I thought we got great looks. And so, again, that was the big message today. Make or miss, fellas, beginning, middle, end of the game. We don't control that. What we control is our defensive output and our mentality to be mentally tough enough to stay the course defensively. And you know what? Credit to our guys, because to be honest, I don't think we shot the ball really well, especially the first 10 minutes of the first half. But to your point, it didn't affect our defensive output. And again, as a coach, you know we're never going to bat 1,000. What, you know, as a coach or as a parent, you know, you feel like if your kids or your players take about 20% of what you're saying, you're doing a great job.
That may be high.
I'm glad that was part of the 20% today. That's for sure.
All right,
hey, Coach. Let's. How about this? How about we wrap this up? We get out of here. We get down the mountain. We get home. Stop for a little snack time and get ready for Saturday.
I like it. I know you guys are going to talk to Kyler, but really hope that our fans and our crowd really show up for these guys at 2 o'clock versus ETSU at home. It's a big-time game for us.
Yep.
Our guys deserve it, and really hope everyone can show out and really appreciate that.
Yep, good call, Coach.
Absolutely. Coach Dwight Perry,